Good afternoon, Lee.
Now, you are busy, as always, at Penguin Rehab and Release in Burnie. Now, I'm not quite sure if I've had you on this show, so let's get a quick synopsis. What do you do at Penguin Rehab and Release?
Okay. We rehabilitate penguins and other seabirds for release back into the wild. So birds that come in injured, ill, orphaned, or otherwise in distress, we take them in and get them better. Not just to survive, but we want them to be able to fit enough to thrive and release them back into the wild.
Now, as with everything, there's a cost associated with it, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and some. Yes, it costs us, I suppose, between $8,000 and $10,000 a year to operate. So, and all of that is covered by donations. We couldn't operate without the, you know, the generosity of the community who support us and who help to fund it, because they are particularly expensive creatures to look after.
Yeah, right. So talk us through the process of caring and rehabilitating. Let's say, for example, an injured penguin that has been brought in. What's the timeline?
Okay. Well, of course, it depends on what sort of injury, but if we talk about, we follow through with our little star at the moment, Harper. She came in from Stanley Wharf with a crushed injury to her foot. She'd been hiding under a pallet and a forklift went to lift the pallet. Thankfully, the forklift driver stopped as soon as he saw her, but she did have a crush injury to the foot. And also the forklift saved a few feathers down her back as well.
Yeah.
So she was taken into the Smithson vet, who x-rayed and we discovered that she didn't actually have any bones broken. It was just soft tissue injury. And she then came into care. However, penguins have very different feet to other birds. They're very fleshy. They have a lot of blood flowing through them. So they are prone to infections if they get injured. And Harper did get an infection in her foot. So she actually had to stay in intensive care for quite a period. Almost a month, I think, on massive doses of antibiotics. So, you know, we've got a lot of veterinary costs there, and also anti-inflammatories, analgesics, that sort of thing, until we knew the foot was healing properly. And then after they've been through the intensive care period, they move to the outdoor enclosure, which is an area about 55 square metres that houses an above-ground pool and a couple of separate aviaries as well. And that the substrate in that is sand. We have to keep clean, very soft sand for them to protect their feet. Penguins are sea-based creatures, not land-based, so they're not really adapted to our environment. So we have to construct something that's basically like a huge beach in the backyard.
Yeah, right. So Harper is your little star at the moment, as you said. I was watching a video of Harper on your Facebook page earlier on today, and you could just watch them for hours, especially when you put some comical music over the top.
You can lose a lot of time just watching them when they're in the pool.
Yeah, so when does Harper get to go back into the wild?
Well, she won't get to go back until after she molts, and because of the feather damage, she's not 100% waterproof. So she wouldn't be able to cope with the ocean.
Right.
So she can cope with, you know, periods in the pool. But when it's raining and she's in the pool, she gets very wet because she has the damaged feathers on her back. And so she needs to stay in until she molts, which will probably be in March or maybe even April next year. And penguins molt once a year and they get rid of all the old feathers and produce a beautiful new coat of waterproof feathers. So when she's got her new feathers, she'll be able to go back home.
So what's the best way to help out? I know there are some generous people along the northwest coast listening today. So if anybody is feeling the need to help out a local organisation such as Penguin Rehab and Release, how do we go about throwing you some dosh?
Okay, well, if you check out our Facebook page, Penguin Rehab and Release, there are a few different options there. We have our direct deposit details, the bank account details at the top of our page, and we also have a PayPal button, and so people can donate through that. or Harper also has a GoFundMe running. So, yeah, just below her latest update, you'll see a GoFundMe, and you can people can donate through that as well.
Brilliant. Okay, Penguin Rehab and Release on Facebook. And look, if you can't donate cash, you can always donate your time and become a volunteer, which again is a whole other process, which we probably don't have time to talk about today, but we'll scratch the surface there. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Kathy Grieveson from Penguin Rehab and Release in Burnie. We'll get you on a little closer to maybe the release date of little Harper.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you, Lee.